At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Talk New York sports. Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets. Get in the conversation and make your voice heard. Call the fan now, 888-808-1019. The WFAN phone line is powered by Paramount Plus, your streaming home to watch the NFL on CBS all season long. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Let's do what we do. Let's get it, folks. Keith McPherson on the fan, a KM to AM, filling in for Tommy Lugauer. Happy birthday, positive Tommy. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. One, two, three. That's three in a row. That's a streak. Sweep them so I know that it's real. Yeah, I need a Gerrit Cole sweep. I'm not going to get too pumped up yet. I'm not going to get too excited yet. It's just the Baltimore Orioles. They're little bro to us. I'm not going to go crazy over it. But it is nice to win and find ways to win and find ways to hit and pitch and play defense and run the bases and score and have a double-digit hit night tonight and not leave as many guys on base as we usually do. 888-808-1019 is the number to dial if you'd like to talk about the New York Yankees. We'll get into the New York Mets at some point. I'm sure we'll talk about the Giants and the Jets at some point. I'll probably talk about those devilish, dirty Dodgers tonight as well. Mark Walter. But yeah, coming off this Yankees win down there in Camden Yards, a lot of good things. And I know we are prone to focus on the negative. We are used to harping on the bad and saying, this team can't hit. Oh, get rid of the manager. Fire Brian Cashman. He didn't do enough at the deadline. But I just think now that you're taking a look at things, you should be realizing this team has enough. They did change this team and tweak this team a little bit to give it the help that it needed. And there's still more help on the way. So your glass should be half full. You should be optimistic. You shouldn't be getting off the roller coaster ride at all. You should be locked in every night. You should be watching every pitch, every out. You should be looking at these games and seeing that these guys are having better at-bats. You should be watching these games and seeing that, yeah, there are mistakes, but that's baseball. It's a game of imperfection. There's going to be mistakes and errors, base running mistakes, little things that happen in the field, whatever. I don't know, a double steal and they score the first run of the game. But a 1-0 game shouldn't worry us, shouldn't kill us. But we are prone to focus on the past and the negative where it feels like, oh, well, if we don't score first, we're not going to win. Oh, well, if we give them a run, we're not going to win. No, this team is different. And I remember being on, and I've been on more frequently now, so maybe you're picking up on these KM to AMs and Sunday Sauce and fill in spots. We got a couple more. I'll be on Sunday. I'll be on next week. Let's keep it going. A theme in what I've been talking about with your New York Yankees is that this team is evolving. Give it some time to take. This team is changing. This is not their final form. But they are rounding into form. I mean, we can go player by player. We can start at the top of the order. Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham heard all the talk, all the cyberbullying. I attacked him as well. I said, this guy can't lead off. I'm tired of this. From last year's postseason to now, we still can't find another leadoff hitter. Can anybody else lead off? And Trent Grisham heard all the talk, and he said, no, no, no. I get the most at-bats because I'm clutch. I get the most at-bats because I'm like that. I just need to turn it on. I need to just go on a mean streak. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. Boom. This guy's homering again. Like, if we end up getting, I remember saying when he got the QO, when he got the qualifying offer, I remember saying, like, there's no way he's going to hit 34 home runs. There's no way he's going to get hit 30 home runs. I'm like, I'll take 20. He's gonna get to the 20. Knock on wood. 888-808-1019 as I see the calls coming in. Daniel, Sam, I'm about to get to you, but we got to get to 11 o'clock. We'll do a big shot of the night for old time's sake. Once we have that break and come back, we'll get to the phones, but I'm going to get a couple takes off, some thoughts off, some opinions off. Trent Grisham, I'm cool with it right now. I don't care about the $22 million right now. Right now, we need his bat. And he has come up clutch, homering, and even with little singles, double, like, and the defense has been better. He tightened the screws up on this thing. He had some bad moments, but Trent Grisham, I'm cool with Trent Grisham right now. I stop hating on the guy. We need him. We need all the help that we can get. Benny Blanco Arroz, Ben Rice, stop telling me about the home run derby. I was there. I watched every swing, him and his pops. I was happy for them. I was down there. That's got nothing to do with anything at this point. He's fine. He just hit the longest home run of his career tonight. Almost 450 feet, 447 feet down there in Yankee Stadium South, build a ballpark that is Camden Yards. And we needed it. Boom, Benny Barrels. He's fine. Ben Rice is fine. Leave him alone. His swing is fine. He's gonna barrel him up. He's going to be there when we need him to. It was a good at bat. That was a 3-2 at bat, a 3-2 count fastball. He was waiting on that, got it, and he did what he was supposed to do with it. Now, there's a conversation I'm going to have about this part of the order tonight, and I hope that you'll engage in it with me. When I talk about help being added to the team and new guys and this team evolving, Luis Garcia Jr., LGJ.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I have a thought that we should swap him with JLG, George Lombard Jr. Now, Ramos, Elliot Ramos, not to be confused with Elliot Ramos. I know I was calling him Elliot Ramos for weeks, whatever. Elliot, please excuse me, Elliot. He finally got off the schneid a little bit today. He made me laugh. He made Michael Kay laugh. He had a single and he went to first base and he threw his hand up like he was calling for the ball. Like, hey, save that ball. It's my first hit. Maybe is that his first Yankee hit on the road? I don't know. It might be. But where these two guys are, because they're veterans, because they are the two bats that we acquired at the trade deadline, you know, batting third and batting cleanup, whatever night it might be. Maybe we drop Ramos down in the order where Lombard is. 888-808-1019. And I know, hey, slow down, Keith. Slow down. I'm not saying to lead Lombard Jr. off. I'm not saying to do that at all this year. But what else do you need to see from George Lombard Jr. to see that he's beyond his years? He's 21 years old, but he looks like he's been here before. No? Good at-bats. And they're all having better at-bats, but that kid gives you a good at-bat. He's so dialed. He's so focused. He's so locked. He's the son of a pro. You know, I was listening to a pregame show a couple days ago where Cody Bellinger was getting interviewed by Susan Waldman, and Cody Bellinger gave us a little nugget that, oh yeah, back when George Lombard Sr. was a coach on the Dodgers, George was in the clubhouse and then would go out on the field and take ground balls with Corey Seager. I'm like, bro, like, think about that. George Lombard Jr. just a few years back when he was a young lad coming up is taking ground balls with Corey Seager. Kyle Seager's his brother. I always think Kyle first because we knew of Kyle first. Whatever. But George Lombard Jr., we don't worry about him. It's not like in the past where we've called young guys up, and I'm not going to go through the names. He who shall not be named, don't you at least feel better that you don't have to listen to the fan and hear about, this guy sucks, he shouldn't be here, he's got too long of a leash. We're past that. Things have changed. George Lombard Jr. is ready for whatever moment is in front of him. If he has to hit a sack fly, situational hitting, he's getting it done. If he's got to put the ball in play to make something happen, put some pressure on the defense, he gets it done. And obviously, if you need a double play, he's turning it. Nine and a half times out of ten. I'm so impressed with this kid that I'm not looking at him as a rookie. And I'm not thinking about, like, taking my time with his development. He's developed. And I know, oh, Keith, he's not developed. He's a rookie, but you know what? We don't have time for that rookie stuff. Unfortunately. So if he is one of the better hitters in the lineup that's giving you a quality at bat, give him more at bats. No? Or you're going to keep giving Elliot, not to be confused with Elliot Ramos, more at bats. Drop him. And Luis Garcia Jr., we know, you know, when we got him, he was leading the National League in slug. I don't know. Pinstripes are heavy. He's not exactly, like, he's still a hitter. I can still see it there, but he's not exactly what you thought he was going to be coming over here. I understand where you have him at, but I do want to see them potentially move George Lombard up because I think we only saw him, he was batting fifth. I think he bat fifth, and that's the highest at they put him up in the lineup. And as a matter of fact, that was Thursday. I went to that game. We got shut out. And before the game, I saw everybody hyping up look at the lineup. Look at the lineup on Twitter, on Yankees Twitter. Look at George. And I didn't say a word. I say a word because I'm like, okay, what if they don't do anything today? And they went out there and did nada. So I'm like, there's no reason to talk about it. But now I think we've seen enough of a sample size. Maybe the Yankees haven't. Enough of a sample size where George Lombard Jr. shouldn't be batting eighth. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Jazz Chisholm Jr., he's got one foot out of the doghouse. And I know you guys love to dog the guy, but we need that guy too. We need him smiling. We need him to be a part of this. We need him to be contributing to winning. Whether that's a great athletic play to slide in there and score that run just off instincts. Whether that is plays in the infield, and I mean back-to-back games now, whether it was the ump in the way yesterday or the double slide today, I know you guys are ready to jump all over Jazz, but he's a Yankee. He's wearing the road grays. We need him. We might not need him next year. I don't expect to see him here next year, but we need the guy now. We need the guy now. He came through with a hit today. Speed on the bags, two runs. Work, two walks. So maybe he's coming along, right? Maybe he had to sit down for a couple games to figure it out and get right. Okay. Spencer Jones, 3 Ks tonight. I'm not going to harp on it, but he's a rookie. But Spencer Jones has impressed me in this stretch. I want the kid to stay up here. We'll have a conversation tonight about when help returns. Help is on the way in the form of Cody Bellinger, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, dare I say Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil. I don't know. Because this week, you heard that Max Fried went on the IL and people started freaking out about that. If you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever, I put out a video today that I didn't say anything about that either. The timing of the Max Fried move screamed to me this is a roster move. This is us manipulating the IL roster, whatever, to bring Rodon back. Rodon, we don't need to waste any bullets with him in Scranton or Somerset. We need him up with the big club. And Max, you know what? Take the rest of the month off. We need you to be ready for the postseason. We don't have to now move Ryan Weathers or Will Warren, who pitched tonight. And can I give Will Warren some credit? The will to Warren, the will to win. Grind it out, kid. I've seen worse from him. Grind it out, kid. Too many pitches in the first inning and a third inning, but grind it out. And then a bullpen will do the rest. Tim Hill, we're going to need you, buddy. Thank you. Fernando Cruz, I don't trust you, but we're going to bail you out. Brent Hedrick, all-star. Should have been an all-star. Paul Blackburn, I take back all the sneak dissing I did on you in the beginning of the year. You're a changed man. And David put him to Bednar, our closer. Good enough for me. Who did I forget out here? Austin Wells, 0-for-4. Well, I mean, it is what it is with Austin Wells. Ryan McMahon is going to get x-rays, and that falls into the conversation around what they're going to do. What if he's got to go on the IO? Then Caballero's going to be playing every day. Or Ahmed Rosario, who might be a candidate to be cut. They don't have room for everybody.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.